بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
The famous saying says that the world is a place of retribution. What does that mean? And then what happens to heaven and hell if reward and punishment are only in this world? Sheikh Karimi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The main place, the main abode for punishing the sins and for rewarding the good actions is the hereafter,
mm-hmm.
the day of judgment, and there are reasons for that, as I will explain later in today's program. But it doesn't contradict the fact that, some sins might be punished to some extent in this world as well, and some good actions might be rewarded to some extent in this world. And there are many references to that in the Noble Book of Quran. For example, chapter room, verse 41 reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has spread in land and sea because of the doings of the people's hands. Meaning because of some sins. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا. That God may make them taste something of what they have done.
Uh-huh.
So a kind of punishment might be, afflicted upon some people in this world.
All right.
But this is not the whole story.
All right.
The main place is the hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter Baqarah, verse 114, regarding the wicked people. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ. There is disgrace for them in this world, but وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And a great punishment in the hereafter. Chapter Ra'd, verse 34. There is a punishment for them in the life of this world, and the punishment of the hereafter will shortly be harder. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَّقُ.
Okay.
Chapter Taha again, verse 124 onwards. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. But whoever disregards my remembrance, his or her shall be a wretched life, a kind of punishment in this world. So these verses are referring to the fact that for some people, to some extent, some type of punishment may be given to them in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that this is the main place for punishing and rewarding.
Is it only about punishment or reward?
The reward system is the same.
Okay.
Yeah, reward system is also the same.
The punishment and reward system in this world is somehow incomplete, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean, because sometimes some people ask this question, that we see that some criminals, they are passing good life in this world.
Or they are dead without being punished, that's right.
And they pass away without being punished at all.
That's right.
As I mentioned, first of all, there are different answers to this question. First of all, for some of them, they will be given some punishment in this world. And the punishment, it cannot be limited to physical punishment. We can talk also about the spiritual one, about the mental one. I mean, a person who is suffering from psychological problems mm-hmm. for many years, mm-hmm. Cannot be considered as not being punished in this world. Mm-hmm. I mean, many people who kill innocent people, later in this life, they are passing a very difficult time.
All right.
Although they are not punished physically, like by being killed, but all the times they, I mean, that is why many of them think of suicide.
That's a life of suffering. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So we should not limit the punishment only into the physical one. The mm-hmm. psychological and mental one is maybe a greater punishment for many of them. Mm-hmm. And second of all, some of them are punished in this world to some extent as well. We have the stories of some of the most wicked people who were punished in this world as well. We can talk about the killers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. We can talk about in our time Saddam, for example. To some extent, they are punished. And third of all, anyway, if any, even one person,
yes.
one criminal, hypothetically is not yes. punished at all, this world is not the place for punishment. Why? So there are, I mean, different reasons that this world cannot be the main place for punishment.
On the other hand, if a person does something good, I mean, he will not be given sufficient reward in
sure.
this world by
yeah.
the people because it is, for example, a minor action or something like that. But for sure, it is not hidden from the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
Okay?
So the first point is that, as I mentioned, this world is not the place for punishing the people. It's not the main place.
Mm-hmm.
Because in many cases, if you want to punish the, I mean, bad people in this world, the punishment would also go to other people who are innocent. So imagine, I mean, you have a good number of people in one city and they are living together with innocent people, with good people. And it's not possible to punish them because if you're going to punish them, for example, by flood, by earthquake, by famine, by a kind of illness, the innocent people, the good people would also suffer. Mm-hmm. And this is against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one point. The second point is that if this world is the world of punishment and reward, then the principle of free will will not work anymore.
All right.
Imagine as soon as someone commits a sin, God is going to punish him or punish her at the same time. So the next day, all the people would be righteous people. Mm-hmm. No one will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
But this is against the philosophy of creating the human beings
mm-hmm.
to act based on their free will.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah is not going to reward you, I mean, as soon as you do something good and punish you as soon as you do something bad in this world. As I mentioned, otherwise, all the people would act righteously, but there is no value of it
mm-hmm.
because they are righteous as they are fearful of the punishment which is coming in the next hours or next day.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So you mean there is a kind of hindrance or prevention in doing good or not continuing
exactly.
doing your bad deeds, okay?
Exactly.
Because you will see the final cause and final result and the outcome fruit of your deeds at the moment, so
yeah.
it is not good, okay?
Yeah. And as I mentioned in one of the previous programs, we proved that this world is run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on some principles.
All right.
One being the principle of cause and effect.
Yes.
And the other one is the principle of free will.
Mm-hmm.
This world is a better place with free will, not mm-hmm. with force.
All right.
Otherwise, there is no meaning in sending the prophets, in sending the books of guidance.
Yes.
Otherwise, no one is responsible for their actions. Mm-hmm. Anyone can claim that I was forced by God to do so.
Okay.
You cannot punish any criminal in this world. There is no meaning of having prisons, having penal code and so on and so forth.
That's right.
Every one who is doing something wrong, they may claim that I'm forced. I have no, free will. And that was the claim of the Umayyads at their time, as I mentioned. They were spreading the idea of predestination and Jabr.
That's right.
So this is the second point, that if the place of punishment is going to be this world, then all the people will act righteously, but out of fear, out of force, not out of free will. The third point is that...
Also, from the other hand, we could say that some people must say, okay, there is no hereafter, so let's do whatever we want. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this stopping point in the mind, will be removed.
Yeah, that's
right.
True as well.
Okay.
The third point is that there are so many limitations in this world for both rewarding and punishing the people. We have witnessed some criminals killing thousands of people. So if you're going to punish them in this world, at most you can kill them once.
All right.
And that's it. Is it equal punishment? Of course not. And of course for rewarding as well. So there are so many limitations in this world, and especially when it comes to punishing the people, we cannot punish them equal to the wrong actions that they have done. And
so bodily speaking, it might not be enough for them.
That's the point.
But it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other world does the punishment bodily speaking, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean the spiritual punishment might be more in the other world rather than the body one. Because where, considering the retribution as a bodily thing, I think is wrong, isn't it, sir?
There are discussions between the theologians and philosophers whether the hereafter is physical or spiritual only. Almost all the Muslim theologians believe that it would be both spiritual and physical.
Okay.
Some philosophers believe that it's only spiritual, but the majority of the philosophers, because of the verses and narrations, believe that it's going to be physical as
one?
Well.
Okay.
So, and the verses of the Quran also are referring to a physical kind of... Of course, we have a spiritual punishment as well. The fact that you are not in the heaven with the righteous people is a kind of spiritual punishment. But the apparent understanding of the verses is that they are mainly physical punishment and physical reward, as well as spiritual ones. But what is the reality? We need to wait to see the hereafter.
Okay, so
and the last point that I would like to share is that, in some cases, we can think of people who have done something wrong and later they repent. So we cannot expect that as soon as they do something wrong, they would be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is against the concept of repentance as well. So all in all, as I mentioned, for some people, they may taste a kind of punishment in this world or they may have a kind of reward in this world. But because of the limitation of this material world, the main place for punishing and rewarding the people is, of course, the hereafter.
And both punishment and reward are not tasted in a proper way in this world. So
not
many people
all.
Might not even understand that, for instance, losing a child or being broke or being, having an accident in the early morning or something like that might be a punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are so much sunk into our materialistic world, we don't understand it. So
missing your morning prayer can be kind of punishment.
Missing your morning prayer, that's right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this concept. The concept of the world is a place of attribution or not. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزان. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، من علي وحسين وحسن.